欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome again to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Today is Friday, woohoo, the 22nd. And we're not actually talking about a very cheerful or happy topic, but we're talking about something very, very important that if we want to continue living on this planet, we really need to think about and see what we can do to make things better.
今天要来聊的这个话题呢其实还蛮严肃的啊、哦。那么这个叫做改变世界的六度 C， 而这六度 C 呢其实可能做成的这个世界改变是非常非常非常巨大的，所以我们赶快来了解一下才能够知道怎么样好把我们的世界可以保护得更好。
Alright, so this is National Geographic Channel show for today and tomorrow, and 6 degrees could change the world.
I wonder what that 6 degrees is.
Oh, I already know, and it's not a happy topic at all. Now, before we start reading about this, let's have a look at...
Building your vocabulary.
Number one is release. Release.
公开发表发布
The film was released last month.
Number two is harm. Harm.
危害伤害
The dog hasn't harmed anyone.
Number three is major. Major.
严重的重大的
If Ben's behavior doesn't change, he will face major punishments.
Oh dear. I wonder what Ben's been up to. Number four is fatal. Fatal.
毁灭性的致命的
Heart attacks could be fatal.We also have two
phrases for learning.
Number one, a number of, a number of.
一些几个
A number of students are in the lab.
And, do you think this is a language lab? Or is it like a science lab? We don't
could
know.
Could be both, right?
Could be both, that's right.
Yeah.
Number two is dry up, dry up.
干枯
The pond dried up because there wasn't any rain recently. You know, I would have actually rewritten this. The pond dried up because there hasn't been any rain recently.
非常好啊、哦！因为如果是改成现在完成是 hasn't been， 表示这一阵子以来都没有。那现在有，现在下了吗？不确定。那如果这里用一个 wasn't 的话，表示现在已经下雨了啊、哦，是前一阵子没有下。好，所以呢，这两种方法其实都可以啊、哦。
Alrighty, let's have a look at the first paragraph.
Actually, we have extra words first.
Oh, thanks, Stephen.
Number one is global warming.Global warming.
全球暖化
Number two is theory. Theory.
理论学说
Number three is crisis. Crisis.
危机
Number four is disprove. Disprove.
反驳或证明什么是错误的
Number five is wildfire. Wildfire.
野火大火灾
Alright, now let's have a look at the first paragraph of 6 degrees could change the world.
News about global warming is everywhere. There are a number of theories and ideas about this environmental crisis. Some of the information is true, some is false.And some is impossible to prove or disprove. Recently, Mark Linus, a British scientist, released what might be the scariest news yet. He says if Earth warms up by just 6 degrees, our entire world could change. This could harm billions of people. It could also happen before the end of the century. That is scary.
That is.
And actually, if we go up even 2 degrees, we will start having 2 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the Celsius scale.
摄氏的温度.
Yeah. Now, I know in the U.S., they always go by Fahrenheit. Mm. In Canada, do they use?
No. Canada uses Celsius and has okay. for 30 years.
See, that makes more sense to me to mm-hmm. do the same system around the world, whether it be metric or whatever.
Agree.
Yeah. Okay. That's not the point. 2 degrees Celsius will actually start. The polar ice caps will melt even more quickly.
Ooh.
And animals like penguins and polar bears could go extinct. After just a 2 or 3 degree difference.
所以刚 Steve 讲到说呢，其实不用到六度 C， 只要是摄氏的两度或三度 C 上升，那么这个两极，就是我们南极跟北极的温度改变，然后冰块融化，水位上升，可能我们的这个企鹅 penguin、
yeah.
就会 go extinct.
Well,
就是
I said go extinct. I'm sorry. I should say become extinct. Go extinct is very
A little bit too strong, right?
A little bit, no, it's slang.
It's colloquial.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，就会绝种啊、
yeah.
就是叫 extinct. 那么刚刚讲到 Celsius 跟那个 Fahrenheit, 就是讲摄氏跟华氏。好，其实两个都是温度的那种计量法、
yeah.
只是有些不同国家用的不同的而已。好。
There's a national park in the States called Glacier, and one in Canada called Waterton, and they abut there, right against each other.、
Mm-hmm.
So together they're known as Glacier Waterton International Peace Park.And Glacier Park is called Glacier Park because it has glaciers, great, huge, thousand years old pieces of ice. The glaciers are receding. They are melting. Soon, to call it Glacier Park won't mean anything because there won't be any glaciers. Glacier is spelled G-L-A-C-I-E-R.G-L-A-C-I-E-R, Glacier.
Actually, that's going to be in the next paragraph.
Ah, fantastic. All right, let's have a closer look at this paragraph. News about global warming is everywhere. So we can read the news about global warming. Global warming is extra word number one. Is everywhere, is all over. It's on the web, it's on TV, it's in newspapers. There's even that movie that came out by Al Gore.
Oh, the un-something truth.
Yes. Yes, something of truth.
Inconvenient truth?
An inconvenient truth.
An inconvenient truth, yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So even in movies, we hear about global warming.
That's true. 那么接下来我们就来看看课文。第一句就讲到了全球暖化的新闻。这是它的主词。Is 是它的动词 ，everywhere 就是到处都是啊。那么全球暖化的新闻呢？刚刚讲的，不管报纸、电视、网络上、电台，甚至连电影里面，其实也都有在讨论这个主题啊。那之前有一个很著名的那个 animation 叫《冰原历险记》，它其实也是讲啊，就是这个冰块啊融化之后，那些动物们遭遇到的危机。
There are a number.Of theories and ideas about this environmental crisis. There are a number of. A number of is phrase number one in our phrases for learning, and it basically means there are many, there are quite a few. Theories, theory is number two in our extra words, kind of ideas or, you know, things that people think.
Maybe an explanation why something happens or how it happens.
Right.Usually when we talk about a theory, we're talking about something that has some scientific fact to back it up.
To support
it. So some theories we know are true, some are still ideas. But there are many theories and ideas about this environmental crisis.
Mm.
Crisis is word number three in our extra words. And really, global warming is changing our world.And it is affecting everything.
That's right.
It's affecting the weather. It's affecting some species of animals. And that's why we say it is a crisis, because it is something happening now that is very, could be very dangerous to us.
That's right. 好，你要用到 crisis 这个字呢，刚刚 Steve 老师讲到必须是一个很大的危机，你才会用 crisis 啊。那么所以呢，这一句讲到 there are 就是有什么呢？有很多的这个理论啊，还有这个想法呢，都是 about, 都是关于好、啊、这个环境保护危机的啊，有出现很多的理论跟很多的想法。那么刚刚讲到 theory 呢，这个老师有解释了一下，那另外一个字大家可以学起来叫做假设啊。理论呢可能有的是经过科学证明，有的是有待证明，但是假设呢可能就是你只是一个非常非常 rough 的一个可能性啊，这种叫做 hypothesis。
H-Y-P-O-T-H-E-S-I-S. H-Y-P-O-T-H-E-S-I-S. Hypothesis.
那么这两个字都可以学起来。
Some of the information is true. So some of the information in these theories is true, is correct.、
Mm-hmm.
Some is false, so some is not true. And some is impossible to prove or disprove. Some theories, you know, this is what people believe. We cannot say...Yes, it's true. We cannot prove it.
Yeah.
We also cannot say, no, it's not true. We cannot disprove it. Disprove is extra word number four.
好，接下来这句讲到了。那么刚刚讲的这些理论跟想法里面呢，有一部分的资讯是真的，那有一些呢，则是错的，可是还有一些呢，是完全没有办法被证实或反驳的。
Recently, lately,Mark Linus, a British scientist, so a scientist from
Britain,
released what might be the scariest news yet. When we release something, release is word number one in our vocabulary words, it's like we're telling somebody about this information usually for the first time.
Maybe we're publishing it.
Yeah, maybe publishing it. That's great. And this news is possibly the scariest news that we've had up till now.
没错、哦、那么接下来讲到了最近哈，最近呢这个马克 Linus 林肯翻林纳斯，他最近呢发布了一则啊，这个 release 是发布。那么在发布跟 Linus 中间两个逗号插了一个 a British scientist， 这是一个同位语的补充啊，就是那个啊英国的这个科学家的那个马克呢。他发布了一个可能可以号称是目前为止最吓人、最害人的新闻。
He says, if the Earth warms up by just 6 degrees, he, Mark Linus, tells us that if Earth warms up, gets hotter by only 6 degrees, that's the average temperature, our entire world could change.The climates of all the countries around the world could change.
OK, 接下来讲到，那么这个新闻里，它发布的是说，如果啊，这个地球呢，在 warm up, 就是呢，在提高，啊，温度在升高 ,by, 就是接，有几度呢，升高仅仅6度的话呢，我们的整个世界呢，都可能会改变了。
This warming up by 6 degrees could harm or hurtBillions of people. Now, harm is word number two in our extra words.、
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, in our vocabulary words. And it just means it could hurt billions of people, meaning really it could affect everyone on Earth.、
Mm. That's right. 好，所以呢，接下来讲到 this 指的就是上面这个整个世界改变这件事呢，它甚至可以去伤及数以百万计的人，几十亿的人都可能。
And it could also happen...According to this news release, this warming could happen before the end of the century, before the end of 2100. So in the century we're in now.
然后呢，他讲到这件事呢，这个现象呢，甚至可能在本世纪之末就会发生了。
Let's take a break. Let's look at the second paragraph. This month, National Geographic Channel looks at this theory in 6 degrees could change the world. According to the theory, a change of 6 degrees could cause major disasters. Numbers of wildfires and typhoons might increase around the world. Rivers and lakes might dry up in some places, and glaciers might melt. There is also evidence that this is already happening. In the UK, warmer weather is completely changing what farmers can grow. Storms in the US and fires in Australia have destroyed buildings and lives. Our world is definitely changing, and the results might be fatal. Not very happy.
No.
So this month, this February, National Geographic Channel, we've talked about NGC for,
years
now, looks at this theory by Mark Linus, the British scientist, in the show's name, 6 degrees could change the world. So in this show, we're looking at this idea or this theory that Mark Linus has.
没错。好，所以呢，本月逗点，好，句子的主词是这个国家地理频道，动词呢就是 looks at 这个动词片语啊，将会看啊，将会探讨什么呢 ？This theory 这个理论就是刚刚上面那一段嘛 ，Mark Linus 他提出的理论，在哪个节目中呢？在，然后节目的名称记得都要大写啊，所以就是呢，改变世界的六度 C。
According to the theory.According to this theory of Mark Linus, so following this theory, a change of 6 degrees, and here we mean an increase, so becoming hotter by 6 degrees, could cause major disasters. Major is word number 3 in building in your vocabulary. Very big, very important disasters, terrible things that could happen. And in the next sentence, we'll find out what.These disasters are.
接下来讲到根据这个理论、according to the theory, 这不是真正的动词，所以 accord 它是用 ing 的、逗点真正的主词是这个六度 C 的改变、然后呢助动词 could 后面接原形的真正的动词是造成 cause, 造成什么呢？造成非常大的灾难。
Numbers of wildfires and typhoons might increase around the world.So when we say numbers of, now we're going back again to phrases for learning. We're talking about a number of, meaning the amount of wildfires and typhoons that we have already will increase. They will go up all around the world. Wildfire is number one or number 5 in our extra words. That's what happens when you get a fire outgoing.That you can't control, usually up in the mountains.
Quite often,
anywhere.
In sort of Malaysia, that area, they have wildfires, or the north of Indonesia.
Yeah,
also, last summer and fall
in California, huge wildfires.
Burn from nowhere, right? 就突然之间就烧起来。
Well, they started, like the wildfire in California started because a boy was playing with fire.
Okay, so that's
but,They spread so quickly because of the dry temperatures and the heat.
The high temperatures and the dry
climate. Yeah, the high temperatures and the dry climate. And there was less rainfall than usual in an area that's already pretty dry, Southern California. And it caused fires that nobody could control. So these kind of things, plus typhoons. We had a typhoon in Taiwan
in November.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
So these type of things are changing the world's climate.
And these type of things are increasing.
They're increasing. Their number is growing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 好，所以这句解释的非常的清楚啊。一开始 numbers of 或者是就是 a number of 其实就是刚刚讲到 the amount of 就是这些东西的数量啊。那么数量呢 amount 这个字我们请 Steve 老师拼一下。
Amount?
Yes.
A-M-O-U-N-T.A-M-O-U-N-T, amount.
那么哪些事情的数量会增加呢？就是野火跟这个台风。那么刚刚讲到的野火举了很多的例子，已经很清楚了。那因为温度的升高，还有呢干旱的关系，所以本来丢了一个火不会烧这么大，它变得整个非常的 wild, 然后完全是 out of control。那么刚刚用到一个字叫 dry climate。climate 是指气候。 跟 weather 不太一样，好，它是比较大范围的，我们拼一下。
C-L-I-M-A-T-E, C-L-I-M-A-T-E, climate.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers and lakes might dry up in some places. Dry up is phrase number two. It means that the rivers and lakes won't have water anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll only have water in the spring, and then in the summer there'll be no water.
Yep.
And glaciers might melt. Now, I talked about Glacier Park earlier today.
That's right.
So glaciers are very, 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 very large pieces of ice、
yeah.
that are left over from the last ice age. They might melt. They might become water.
天哪，这真的很可怕、哦 他讲到说呢，那么 rivers, 河川以及 lakes 湖泊、啊、这个是句子的主词 might 是助动词真正的动词片语是 dry up 就是呢河川跟湖泊都可能会干枯在某些地方、啊、是会这样子的以及冰河、啊、glaciers 我们刚刚讲的都有可能会 melt 融化
There is also evidence that this is already happening So there is evidence Evidence is something we have that
Like proof?
Yeah, proof. Thank you. That proves something is true or not.
Yeah, that's right.
So there is evidence or proof that this, meaning our climate changes, rivers and lakes and glaciers starting to melt, and that these types of things are already happening now.
那么接下来讲到了 there is, 哦就是有哦主词是 there, 动词是 is. 那么有什么呢也有其他的证据 evidence 刚刚讲的或者是 proof, 这个字我们拼一下。
P-R-O-O-F.
那么什么
P-R-O-O-F.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm too anxious. 好那么什么样的证据呢 that 后面带出来一个子句来补充这个子句就是 this is already happening. 这些东西都已经在发生的证据。
In the UK, that's the United Kingdom, warmer weather is completely changing what farmers can grow. So the vegetables and fruit that farmers grow in the UK, they're now planting new things because the climate is hotter and the season is longer.
Wow. 那么在英国、哦、逗点那么主词是这个暖化的天气动词是 is, 也怎么样呢也完全的改变了本来农夫们所种的东西。
It also affects the cold weather vegetables. They can't plant them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Storms in the U.S. and fires in Australia have destroyed buildings and lives. So, you know, storms in the U.S., we're talking about major, like Hurricane Katrina, you know, big typhoons that happen. All of these are because of the weather.And fires in Australia. There was massive fires, forest or wildfires in Australia. And these have destroyed buildings and lives. They've killed a lot of people.
That's right.
Or just, you know, their house and farm is burned down and they have to start over.
Yeah.OK, 那么接下来讲到那在美国的这个暴风啊就刚刚讲的这个 Katrina 是非常最近很造成很大伤害的一个暴风以及呢像在澳洲的大火呢也都摧毁了很多的建筑跟伤害了很多的生命啊。
Our world is definitely changing. So our world, planet Earth is changing for sure, is really changing. And the results might be fatal.Fatal is word number four in building your vocabulary. It means if something is fatal, it could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We could also say lethal. L-E-T-H-A-L. L-E-T-H-A-L. So these changes to the climate, to the earth, might kill us.
Yeah, that's right. 那么接下来讲到我们的世界呢确确实实在改变了而这个后果呢是可能会致命的会毁灭人的。
There are things that we can do ourselves. We can recycle, we can try not to use as much energy, and we can tell our, you know, our legislators and our presidents and whatever, we want change, rather than sitting back and going, oh, 习惯就好了.
Yeah, that's true, that's true, very true.
Join us tomorrow where we'll find out what we can do. Till then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Bye. Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源最齐全的英语学习教材 最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。